K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on today so we can share and study the Word of God together. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your glorious promise to exalt those who humble themselves before you. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Lord, we choose to worship and serve you only, for you alone are our God and our Savior. Father God, we reject the fleeting temptations of this world. And Father God, we cling to the eternal inheritance you have given us through your Son, Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, God. We ask that you will increase within us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you please turn them to Acts, the 8th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. That's the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. And it reads as follows. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is bigger and better. Bigger and better. We are setting the stage to these verses, where you see Philip, the deacon, and the evangelist travel to a city in Samaria to preach Christ after persecution scattered the believers from Jerusalem. There were many miracles, and God used Philip to perform mighty signs, casting out evil spirits and healing people who were paralyzed or unable to walk. But the results, the physical and the spiritual deliverance, brought a profound sense of celebration and great joy to the entire city. So the divine trade-up is, in the game, you must be willing to give up what you currently hold to receive something of higher value. You see, Acts 8 is a massive trade occurring that is happening in the lives of the Samaritans. They was relinquishing the small. You see, the people gave up their unclean spirits, they lameness. In human terms, they were heavy burdens, but in the economy of the soul, they represent the small broken things of a fallen world. You see, receiving the bigger, this is the exchange. In the exchange for their infirmities, they receive physical wholeness and spiritual freedom. They traded the paperclip of a crippled life for the house of God's kingdom power. My God. So here is the multiplying effect. In bigger and better, the goal isn't just a swap. It's a spiritual growth. It goes beyond the individual. You see, the notes that it wasn't just for one person being healed. It was many. I want you for to take that down. This miracle wasn't for just one person. It was for anybody who believed God can do it. Come on here, somebody. Your testimony is not just for you, because you already know that God can do it. He can do whatever he says he can do. But it's for others to believe and to see. If God did it for him or her, he is well and able to do it for me. The ultimate value, the trade-up, signifies in verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. What city? Samaria. Joy is the better that outweighs any material possession. You see, the city moved from the state of spiritual bondage and physical suffering to a collective state of high value spiritual wealth. Somebody better get this. Huh? You are moving from one place to another place until you get to the high value of spiritual wealth. So the catalyst of this, which is the middleman, walk with us, Holy Ghost. In the game, you need a facilitator, someone to approach the door and propose the trade. Come on here, somebody. Philip's role. Philip acted as the catalyst. He brought the inventory of the gospel to the Samaritans. He showed them that they didn't have to settle for their current condition. There was something bigger and better available through Christ. I'm here this morning to tell you, you don't have to settle where you're at. You don't have to settle in your current condition. You don't have to live the life that you're living. You don't have to accept the disrespect. Come on here, somebody. You don't have to devalue yourself to fit in where somebody else wants you to fit in at. There is something bigger and better available through Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you're moving from stagnation to momentum. The bigger and better game requires movement and action. The Samaritans was paralyzed. They were stagnant. But they had received restored mobility. When they were healed, they regained the ability to move. You see, the miracle wasn't just that they felt better, but that they could now participate in the bigger. They can participate in the bigger mission of the early church. They were no longer stuck at the starting item level of life. Whew, thank you, Holy Ghost. If you are stuck at a place and you are not growing, it's time for you to get before God and ask God, God, what you want me to do? Because I'm not growing here. I'm stagnant. I'm repeating the same thing over and over again. It's time for you to uproot. It's time for you to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's time for you to move into bigger and better. You see, it's significant. It's very significant that Philip came into a season of great flourishing after he was driven by persecution out of Jerusalem to a city in Samaria. You see, it took as though nothing good was happening. It just looked like nothing was going right. Nothing was happening. as though he had just went through a terrible ordeal of difficulties. He endured so much. But let me tell you one thing. God was using that shaking season to get him in a position to flourish and see his favor and blessing in new ways. This is the way God is using some of us. You see, like, God, nothing is happening. Nothing is coming my way that's good. And I have endured so many difficulties. Look like every time I come out of one trial, bam, I am into another one. But God is positioning you to flourish. God is positioning you for his favor and his blessings in new ways. Ways that you would never expect. Ways to, thank you, Holy Ghost, trigger the enemy so he can't see. To get the enemy off course. Because the enemy is watching your life. Oh, yes. He don't want you blessed. He wants you to stay stagnant. He don't want you to produce anything. You see, Philip saw all kinds of miracles in Samaria that he had never seen in Jerusalem. If he had stayed there, he would have missed the fullness of his destiny. When you're doing the right thing and a door closes, someone pushes you away, or the contract suddenly ends, or your job suddenly ends, people of God, I want you to stay in faith. God will open a bigger and better door. Samaria is waiting for you. There's a place of victory, a place of abundance, a place of flourishing that God has already prepared for you. You're going to do things you've never dreamed of. You're going to do things you thought that you wasn't ready to do. You're going to discover gifts you didn't even know you had. You're going to see the favor of God upon your life. You're going to witness your children being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. You're going to witness your family coming out of difficulties. You're going to witness your family and your loved ones walking in their purpose. You're going to witness all of that. You are going to witness breakthroughs. You are going to witness healing. You are going to be a testament. That's why the enemy want to keep you stagnant. That's why the enemy do not want you to get to Samaria. Come on here, somebody. He don't want to get you to bigger and better because he want to keep you to the place where he can't control you. Come on here now. But I want you to know that your best days are still ahead. You have not lost nothing. You have not lost a thing. Bigger and better. But see, you got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind just like Philip did. He has said if he would have stayed in the place of Jerusalem, if he would have stayed there, he would have never encountered Samaria where the blessings was flourishing. You got to make up your mind. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm going to experience every blessing God has promised me. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you know what's best for us, and you're pushing and stretching us out of our comfort zone and into our purpose. God, thank you for closed doors as well as open doors. Father God, we believe that you have something bigger and something better and something more rewarding up in front of us and waiting for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And if you need to contact me, My email address is faithisthekey